Narration for Varuthni Ekadashi. Shri Yudhishthir Maharaj said, O Vasudev, I offer my most humble obeisances unto you. Please now describe to me the Ekadashi of the dark fortnight, that is during Krishna Paksha of the month of Vaishakha, that is during April and May, its specific merits and influence. Lord Shri Krishna replied, O King, in this world and the next, the most auspicious and magnanimous Ekadashi is Varuthni Ekadashi, which occurs during the dark fortnight of the month of Vaishakha. Whosoever observes a complete fast on this sacred day has his sins completely removed, obtains continuous happiness, and achieves all good fortune. Fasting on Varuthni Ekadashi makes even an unfortunate woman fortunate. Upon anyone who observes it, this Ekadashi bestows material enjoyment in this life and liberation after the death of this present body. It destroys the sins of all and saves people from the miseries of repeated rebirth. By observing this Ekadashi properly, King Mandhata was liberated. Many other kings also benefited from observing it. Kings such as Maharaj Dundumara in the Ikshvaku dynasty, who became free from leprosy, resulting from the curse that Lord Shiva had imposed upon him as a punishment. Whatever merit one obtains by performing austerities and penances for 10,000 years is achieved by a person who observes Varuthni Ekadashi. The merit one achieves by donating a great amount of gold during a solar eclipse at Kurukshetra is gained by observance of this one Ekadashi with love and devotion. And certainly, the person achieves great goals in his life and the next. In short, this Ekadashi is pure and very enlivening, and the destroyer of all sins. Better than giving horses in charity is giving elephants, and better than giving elephants is giving land. But better still than giving land is the giving of sesame seeds, and better than giving that is giving of gold. Still better than giving gold is giving food grains for all the forefathers, demigods, and the human beings become satisfied by eating grains. Thus, there is no better gift of charity than this in the past, present, or future. Yet, learned scholars have declared that giving away a young maiden in marriage to a worthy person is equal to giving away food grains in charity. Moreover, Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has said that giving cows in charity is equal to giving food grains. Still better than all these charities is teaching spiritual knowledge to the ignorant. Yet, all the merit one can attain by performing all these acts of charity are attained by one who fasts on the Varuthni Ekadashi. One who lives off the wealth of his daughter suffers a hellish condition until the inundation of the entire universe. O Bharata, therefore, one should be especially careful not to use the wealth of his daughter. O best of kings, any householder who takes his daughter's wealth out of greed, who tries to sell his daughter, or who takes money from the man to whom he has given his daughter in marriage, such a householder becomes a lowly cat in his next life. Therefore, it is said that whoever, as a sacred act of charity, gives away in marriage a maiden decorated with various ornaments, and who also gives a dowry with her, obtains merit that cannot be described even by Chitragupta, the chief secretary of Yamaraj in the heavenly planets. That very same merit, however, can be easily achieved by one who fasts on the Varuthni Ekadashi. The following things should be given up on the Dashami, that is the 10th phase of the moon, the day before the Ekadashi. The list of the things are as follows. Eating on bell metal plates. Eating any kind of urad dal. Eating red lentils. Eating chickpeas. Eating kondu, a grain that is primarily eaten by poor people and that resembles poppy seeds or agarpantha seeds. Eating spinach. Eating honey. Eating in another person's house or home. Eating more than once and participating in sex of any kind. On the Ekadashi itself, one should give up the following. Gambling, sports, sleeping during the daytime, betel nuts and its leaf, brushing one's teeth, spreading rumors, fault finding, talking to the spiritually fallen, anger and lying. On the Dwadashi, the day after Ekadashi, that is the 12th phase of the moon, one should give up the following. Eating on bell metal plates. Eating urad dal. Red lentils or honey. Lying. Strenuous exercise or labor. Eating more than once. Any sexual activity. Shaving the body, face or head. Smearing oils on one's body. And eating in another person's home. Lord Shri Krishna continued. Whoever observes the Varuthni Ekadashi in this way becomes free from all sinful reactions and returns to the eternal spiritual abode. One who worships Lord Janardana, Krishna, on this Ekadashi by staying awake throughout the entire night also becomes free from all his previous sins and attains to the spiritual abode. Therefore, O King, he who is frightened of his accumulated sins and their attendant reactions, and thus of death itself, must observe Varuthni Ekadashi by fasting very strictly. Finally, O noble Yudhishthir, he who hears or reads this glorification of the sacred Varuthni Ekadashi obtains the merit earned by donating 1,000 cows in charity, and at last he returns home to the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu in the Vaikunthas. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device. 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.